The charges against Vang Pao include plans to use C4 explosives to blow up government buildings in the Laotian capital. Much of the money for the planned coup was allegedly raised from Hmong immigrants. Madison attorney Kua Vang, who heads United Refugee Services, says that may create problems because legislation passed after the 9/11 attacks bars immigrants with links to terrorism from becoming U.S. citizens.
Many Hmong were considered to be terrorists for providing material support because they fought against the communist Lao government. And many of the Hmong who came to this country are going through the process of changing the immigration status to permanent residence or to citizenship.
Vang Pao's arrest comes as no surprise, according to UW professor Alfred McCoy. He's researched the history of Vang Pao's Hmong army, recruited by U.S. Special Forces to fight against the North Vietnamese. McCoy says during the 1990s, U.S. authorities ignored Vang Pao's support for Hmong rebels fighting in Laos, but he says after 9/11, U.S. priorities changed.
We're no longer fighting communism. We're now fighting a global war on terror, and the United States could not allow a plot which would, let's say, C4 explosives blowing up buildings again, looking like 9/11. The United States couldn't sanction that plot being launched in the United States.
Still, McCoy says the U.S. has a responsibility to recognize the positive contributions of Hmong immigrants in the U.S. and not allow the coup plot to be used as an excuse to discriminate against them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.